Last year, Eric Clapton put out a retrospective collection called Crossroads, but now the veteran rocker and beer commercial star has an album of new music, Journeyman. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Eric Clapton's Journeyman is one of his finest latter-day efforts, an album full of beautiful guitar playing and some of his strongest blues singing. On a song such as Old Love, which he co-wrote with one of his disciples, the guitarist Robert Cray, Clapton seizes on the familiar blues drama of a passion that will not die and brings fresh frustration and anger to the theme.
I can see your face. But I know that it's not real. Just an illusion. Caused by how I used to feel. Makes me so angry. Know that the flame will always burn. Never get over. Know now that I've never learned.
Journeyman is of a piece with most of the albums that Clapton has made in the 80s. It has a very slick pop record sound, but Clapton uses this commercially accessible setting to explore ideas that are normally found on blues or soul records, which tend to find a smaller audience than Clapton's. For example, placed in the context that Clapton has created here, he's probably going to get this lovely Cecil and Linda Womack song, Lead Me On, heard by many more people than have heard the Womack's own scandalously little-known records.
It's raining when the tears flow from my eyes, and you're warm when you're cold as ice, and everything's gonna be alright. And it's a shame little Johnny wears my name, and you know I'm not the one, still you say he is my son. Lead me on.
For all its excellent music, I have problems with Journeyman, beginning with its title. Clapton's presentation of himself as a mere journeyman, just a hard-working guy with a guitar, has always been both terribly romantic and terribly self-serving. His allure as a pop star is the image of a guitar hero paralyzed by shyness and modesty, but over the past decade he's turned this sort of thing into an act, a piece of shtick. This is, after all, the journeyman who shills for Michelob beer. In Clapton's usage, journeyman is a big, hollow word, like survivor. It loses its meaning in the face of Clapton's genuine achievements and celebrity. Big, bold moments like that one, a rocking version of Muddy Waters' Before You Accuse Me, do a lot to erase those times on this record when Clapton comes off rather too much like a journeyman, the way he does on a shameless variation of Layla called Bad Love, and Breaking Point, in which Clapton plays dumb frontman to an atrociously superficial David Sanborn sax solo. Ultimately, it's easy to enjoy Journeyman even if you disagree with the impulses behind it, which is one reason it's an interesting, pleasant album, but not a great one. Even as he strains to mythologize himself with false modesty, Eric Clapton is making music worth hearing.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin.